The mother who was not a Muslim.
Asma was very excited, but at the same time she was worried. Her mother was coming to see her in Medina. 7 years had passed since Asma had migrated from Makkah, and that was a very long time for mother and daughter to be parted. Naturally, Asma was very anxious to see her mother again, but there was a problem, a big one. Although Asma's father, Abu Bakr, was a very devout Muslim and always took care to live by the laws of Allah, he had not been able to persuade her mother to share his faith. She was still a kafir, and like all kafirs, still worshipped idols. She did not submit to Allah alone, the one God. "She is my mother," Asma thought to herself. "She is traveling a long way to see me, and the journey is a hard one. I should welcome her with open arms and show her all the love that is due to a mother. And yet, she is a kafir as well. She does not believe in Allah. A Muslim must love Allah more than anything on earth. So how can I welcome a kafir with love and joy?"
La yanhaakum Allahu 'anil ladheena lam yuqatilukum fid deeni wa lam yukhrijukum من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين.
God does not forbid you. As to those who do not fight you for your faith, or those who don't drive you out of your home, to be kind and just toward them, because God loves the just. Asma thought about this problem for some time, but she could not decide what she should do. There was one solution, though. She would go to the Blessed Prophet and ask his advice. Surely, Asma reflected, surely the Blessed Prophet will be able to solve my dilemma. As it happened, Asma was the Blessed Prophet's sister-in-law, for her sister Aisha was the Blessed Prophet's wife. "I do not know what I should do, O Prophet," Asma said when she came before him. "My mother's coming to Medina to visit me, but she's not a Muslim." Asma sighed. "In fact, she still worships idols and does not see that the only right way is to submit to Allah." "So what is the problem?" the Blessed Prophet asked, apparently undisturbed by this revelation. Asma looked at him in surprise. "My mother is a kafir," she repeated. "I do not know whether I ought to receive her and welcome her to my home with gladness in my heart. I do not know what I should do." "The answer is simple," the Blessed Prophet said with a smile. "She is your mother. You must receive her and do good to her." "Even though she is not a Muslim?" Asma asked. "She is still your mother," the Blessed Prophet said. "Of course you must treat her kindly when she arrives, and you must give her all her rights, all that is due to her. If she had fought against your being a Muslim or thrown you out of your home because of your faith, that would be a different matter. But since your mother has never done that to you, Allah enjoins that you must be just and kind to her and love her as a daughter should."
وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم
Should your parents command you to worship along with me anything of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not, but keep their company in kindness, and follow those who turn to me.